This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
U.S. Pride.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
An investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three National Guardsmen in upstate New York. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We're down to the final four in the National Football League. Both games are on Sunday. Buccaneers at Packers on Fox and Bills at Chiefs on CBS. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in concussion protocol, but participated in a light practice on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A part of the amazing quarterback class of 2004 in the National Football League, former North Carolina State, Chargers, and Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is retiring from football.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here, an Indy Player of the Year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere, I know where. I'll be on the sideline with Wildcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. Whatever God's will is what I want to have, and I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
Philip announced his retirement Wednesday. Rivers, who wore number 17 throughout his 17 seasons, played in 244 regular season games. That streak is second longest ever by an NFL quarterback, right behind Brett Favre's 297. Vice President Mike Pence is back at home. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former Vice President reflecting upon leaving office.
I mean, spend time with Americans in virtually every state in the Union.
I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Joe Biden is officially in the hot seat, and if you think not, the very people that got him elected are already starting to shoot some arrows at him. Well, day one was a frenzy of executive actions, as you expected. Ron Klein, the new chief of staff for the president, said a few days before the inauguration, the COVID-19 crisis, the resulting economic crisis, the climate crisis, and the racial equity crisis. He says there's four overlapping and compounding crises. Now, the 17 executive actions had little to do with that, and thank God our next guest, John Lott, would agree. I guess he's saving his attack on our Second Amendment right down the road, but it's inevitable. It's going to come our way, right, John?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, he made a big deal about promising different types of regulations that he was going to be imposing during the campaign. You know, on his website, it was very prominent, and particularly during the primaries. It was something that he brought up quite often.
John, you wrote that not to let anti-gun activists weaponize the Capitol Hill riot. We've had, conservatives have had a challenge of a time because we don't control the narrative. In a show like this, we do, but the mainstream media, big tech and that, they've got their arms wrapped around this, and this is very, very difficult for us to have a ongoing dialogue, especially when you have a cancel culture that's so preeminent these days.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right on them being able to control the narrative. You just compare what happened for Trump's inauguration in 2017 to what's happened, let's say, on January 6th. The riot that they had on January 6th, they talked about as essentially being the end of democracy, you know, and blaming Trump for it. You know, the riot itself started while Trump was speaking. Yes. People probably would have been having to go towards it at the beginning of his talk in order to get there for when it started. And in any case, he called for a peaceful march over there so people could show their support for the congressmen and senators who were going to be objecting to the vote count that was there. It just, you know, and Trump condemned it immediately. He condemned it later that same evening. He condemned it the next day. But, you know, when you go back to 2017, you know, you're going to look in vain to find anybody condemning the demonstrations and the riots, the violence that occurred on the day he was inaugurated. Obama didn't condemn it. Biden didn't condemn it. Harris didn't condemn it. Pelosi and Schumer didn't condemn it. They still haven't condemned it.
Yeah.
And in fact, all the Democrats in the Senate, all the senators there refused to acknowledge that Trump was a legitimate president. I mean, the big key word was illegitimate,
yeah,
because they blocked every single one of his nominations to any type of political post.
Right.
You know, and
because they deemed it to be so. And, you know, it's even Joe Biden, a little bit of a slip in the middle of his unity speech, or maybe it was a sidebar comment, had said that, you know, if democracy hadn't voted right, then it would have screwed up, so to speak, you know, in so many words. So, you know, because the vote came out the way it did in his favor, democracy got it right. I mean, it's almost echoes of Michelle Obama saying that she was never prouder to be America than when Barack was elected president. But then that faded away very quickly as soon as President Trump, you know, she was no longer proud of America.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, and you're pointing out the hypocrisy. I mean, it's blatant. It's just, it's what we live with. And we've got to, you know, hold the ground. Because the one thing, you know, that we have in our favor is that we do have empirical evidence and history of what works. And as you mentioned, they have utilized, you know, the riots over the summer, this summer of love, mostly peaceful protests with fires burning in the background. You've got the vice president participating in bailing out these arsonists and antagonists, you know, for what? I mean, you know, to absolutely undermine the rule of law. And now they are in position, and we'll see how it plays out. You know, how much more they can ignore you know, the lawbreakers, and, you know, whether it's in Portland or Baltimore or D.C. and on and on. I mean, you know, the Democrats have, you know, they have taken advantage of things like this and have weaponized, whether it is the Capitol Hill riot, anything that they can weaponize in their favor, they do. And, you know, and it's coming down to, you know, some pretty scary conversation, John, an implication that, you know, they want to take anybody that voted for Trump and according to AOC and the squad,
deprogram them.
And deprogram us.
Right. No, there's not a lot of tolerance for people on the other side. I mean, Biden in his speech yesterday called for unity, and he's used that term many times over the last couple months since he's won, especially. And but what they seem to mean by that, what he seems to mean, is that people agree with him. You know, you go back over the last 4 years, and I dare people to go and show me times where he called for unity while Trump was president, right, in terms of people getting behind Trump.
Yes.
What they mean here is basically you agree with or go along with the types of positions that Biden has. That's unity. I don't, you know, it's been the media yesterday constantly talking about how unifying Biden was, how he really meant it, how kind and everything he was, how he wasn't being divisive in any way. You know, I listen to the types of comments that Obama made or the types of comments that Biden makes. I constantly find them being divisive, talking down to people on the other side, you know, using double standards and referring to their supporters versus supporters on the other side. And but, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be a group of people in the United States who are only going to be hearing things from the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not too surprising that they end up having the views that they do on this. I mean, the vast majority of the media has this narrative, as you say.
Well, in order to have unity, you've got to be able to have conversation, and there has to be tolerance. And
I mean, name me anything where there's any olive branches being extended the other side. I mean, they're going to go through an impeachment of Trump in the Senate. Biden hasn't spoken out against that to say, let's get...
Yeah, that's surprising. I mean, if you want to unify the country, why don't you do that? I think that that would be, you know, an excellent start of possibly bringing the sides together. But you're exactly right. The unity, even symbols, are lacking. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, and we're talking with the president of Crime Prevention Research Center and author of the book Gun Control Myths, More Guns, Less Crime, The War on Guns, and that's Dr. John Lott. John, you know, the president made it clear in even, you know, doubling down on his position in terms of self-defense. He wants Beto O'Rourke to be his gun czar. He's going to, you know, darn right, I'm coming after your guns. Beto O'Rourke, and you know, we've got a war on our first two amendments. I mean, whether it's you know, free speech or the right to defend ourselves.
Yeah, no, it's Trump has been able to appoint a lot of judges, but he's only been able to bring the federal courts into rough balance. The Democrats control half the circuits, and you know, pretty soon, given that the Democrats control the Senate, Biden's going to be able to get really whoever he wants to get on the courts. But you know, what's going to happen with regard to gun control? You know, is pretty clear. And the main thing is going to be to make it costly for people to be able to own guns. They want to classify semi-automatic rifles, many semi-automatic rifles, as so-called Class 3 weapons, which traditionally has been limited to things like machine guns and silencers. But they want to have semi-automatic guns as well as magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Mm-hmm. That would require people to go through a long process that can be 9 months or a year. My guess is if he tries to do that, it's going to be lengthened even much further. It requires that you have to pay a $200 fee for each item that's going to be classified as a Class 3 weapon. He's talked about making it so that you have to reapply every year, so that would be an additional $200. There are other changes that they want to make. They want to make it so that when anything bad happens with a gun, the seller and the manufacturer are going to be held liable. So, you know, the equivalent would be if you get into a car accident because you weren't paying attention. Should General Motors and the dealership be responsible for any harm that occurred to other people, that, you know, General Motors has to go and pay for the hospital care and lost wages and pain and suffering because you were texting while you were driving? You know, what would happen in the case of General Motors, it'd be put out of business. And that's the idea behind this type of change for gun manufacturers and dealers. Yeah. So, you know, they talk about having explicit bans on things. Those things would require legislation to pass. A lot of it is going to depend on Joe Manchin and, and the Senate. He claims that he's not going to change the filibuster rules. But, you know, Manchin's been kind of a weak reed. There's many times he's promised things in the past, and then he's caved in to the demands of his caucus. You really can't find any votes where he's been the decisive vote to hold up what his caucus wants. He's just flipped on this Obama COVID economic package in just a few days. But if he flips on this and they get rid of the filibuster, you know, Katie bar the door, so to speak, in terms of what they're going to be able to get through.
Well, he did. I mean, he did support Kavanaugh. I'll give him credit for that I'm aware of.
But he wasn't the decisive vote.
No.
The times when he's done something like that, you know, which is fine. But, you know.
But he had cover. He had cover, is what you're saying.
He could have been the decisive vote.
Right.
And he would always go the other way on those things. But, you know, Kavanaugh, that's great. But it's, it's when it would make a difference in terms of the outcome.
Yes.
Because there are plenty of times that, I mean, even with Pelosi's, you know, vote for speakership, there was a couple dozen Democrat congresspeople who promised during their campaign that they would vote for somebody else for speaker. But when it actually comes down to the vote, you know, if they had carried through on their promises, she wouldn't be speaker. But
you know, that's their people. Yeah, exactly. Well, once they get elected, see, they do as they darn well please, and that's the history of politicians and why people are so disappointed. John, getting back to this thing, this issue of you know, what the Second Amendment was for, you know, was to protect us from a tyrannical government, and we see a government going down this tyrannical road. And we're going, well, we know what happens as tyranny gets a stronger grip. They start, you know, they go after free speech. They don't like dissent. So they're going to, you know, the cancel culture's been in full bloom. So it's just a, you know, maybe the final cinch on that qualifier there. And then they come after your guns. But right now, all these government agencies, they're so weaponized. I mean, there's not even parity. I mean, it's not like the everyday people. I don't have a tank in my backyard. I mean, to come up against a military force.
I was just working in the Trump administration. I just ended my stint on Tuesday. And I'd worked also back in the 1980s in the government. And how things have changed was very depressing. The overwhelming civil servants back in the 1980s were Democrats. I think virtually everybody was now, but the big change was that they're in your face about being Democrats. People see the head of the FBI, you know, Comey and Peter Strzok and McCabe and others, how partisan they are. I mean, the only reason why the Obama-Biden administration were able to get away with using the FBI to go and spy on the campaign of the opposing party is that everybody at the top who was involved all had the same political views.
Right.
But it's not just been at the top there. When I was at the Department of Justice, you would deal with the people in the FBI who deal with data. And I was convinced that, you know, they've corrupted even the data gathering part of that. You would go and ask for data from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, and they would go and tell you you have to fill out a Freedom of Information Act request when it was things that they, you know, viewed as politically sensitive from their perspective.
Right.
They would tell you, well, you have to do that, which is kind of unheard of, and we won't be able to get around to it until after January 20th. Making it very clear that they knew that there'd be a change in administration and that they were under no pressure to go and get it done because they knew that the Biden administration wouldn't be interested in the type of data that we were looking for.
Well, and this is just a small microcosm of the inner workings of the bureaucracy. I mean, and it's part and parcel of this deep state that Jerry Nadler and others says did not exist. However, it was Schumer himself who sent a warning to the president saying, you know, in other words, you don't want to mess with the deep state.
Right. No, it's, you know, it's amazing what Trump was able to accomplish with kind of this unified opposition from the bureaucracy. I mean, it wasn't just people like Comey and McCabe and Strzok who were, you know, trying to destroy his administration from within. But, you know, just in terms of trying to change a regulation, you'd have the bureaucracy that would fight you tooth and nail because they believed that whatever the regulation was, that it was great, no matter what type of economic harm that it was doing to people.
Right.
And, you know, I ran into a number of people who told me that things like even counting deaths from COVID, that, you know, we were defining that in a way differently than we've defined deaths from any other type of virus or disease in the United States. It makes it impossible to go and compare the numbers now
exactly
to the deaths that were occurring in the past or in other countries.
And it's the same thing, John, the way they counted the numbers for unemployment numbers under the Obama administration, as you'll recall. I mean, they've made a joke out of statistics, and it's harmful to us because when we go back, as you say, to study history, we're going to not have a full grasp of it. Dr. John Locke, thank you.
Waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back in America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Huey joins us now. He is the coordinator speaker for Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alert. Hey, Mr. Craig, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, I really wanted to be happy, and there's a lot of stress on this country this day. We got a 46th president, not exactly hope and change. He says he wants to build back better. I'm not sure I understand that any more than I did the fundamental transformation of America. I do know that what we were exposed to in the previous administration that Joe Biden was involved in was a lot of disappointment, from shovel-ready jobs that just didn't quite happen, the misappropriation of people's tax money, high unemployment numbers, more people on welfare than ever before, home ownership dropped down. People were very, very unhappy because of all the regulations. Jobs in America scooted. They went overseas, and we had American workers sitting on their thumbs, looking to get in the welfare line.
Bill, it's very disturbing, because in the next 100 days, we are going to see an assault on economic freedom, we're going to see an assault on religious liberty, and we're going to see an assault on the First Amendment free speech rights that we have like we've never seen before. The 100 days, first 100 days of the Biden administration is going to be deep state-type bureaucrats, ideologically-driven bureaucrats on steroids, to undo things that Trump had put into place and to advance a radical agenda to transform our culture, politics, and economics.
Well, at the foundation of all this, as you said earlier, is the attack on freedom of speech. Craig, I can tell you, I remember when I went in the Marine Corps, one of the things that was altered immediately was the way you had to speak. And it was interesting how that dynamic, how that puts you off guard. It really made you defensive because there were certain things that you had to say in order to be acknowledged. And if you were acknowledged in a negative sort of way, that wasn't good either. So you got conditionalized very quickly in the Marine Corps how to speak, what to say, when to say it, and accordingly. And here we are. I see this dynamic taking place right now where people aren't even sure what to say. I mean, because even in Congress, you got Nancy Pelosi saying, here's the new rules. You know, there's no gender specifics. But yet when she was talking about, you know, motherhood and fathers and that sort of thing, which now on, I guess in order to get around it, they said, it's okay on the floor of Congress, if you speak the words, you just can't write the words. I mean, this is like the screw tape letters all over again, isn't it?
It's like 1984.
Yeah.
Where basically what we're moving into is if you're a business owner, you're afraid to speak up about economic opposition to policies that are going to put millions of people out of jobs. You're afraid to speak out against it. If you're an employee of a company and you see something that is wrong with what's going on in Washington, D.C., or in your particular state, Bill, people are afraid. They're being silenced out
exactly.
of fear to be able to take a stand for that which is right because they know that they can be retaliated against mm-hmm. as well as, of course, big tech censoring them or
exactly.
marginalizing what they have to say.
Well, and interestingly enough, regarding big tech, here they cancel the president, and this is costing them. Because just like what the mainstream media found out in the 2015 election, the reason they pursued Trump was because the guy got audience. And they said, hey, look at, you know, as much as they hated it, you know, they just said they had to cover the guy because he was giving them ratings, right? And so then they afterwards said, hey, that won't happen again. And big tech stepped in as part of the cabal along with the other entities, government, the establishment media, you know, we can even bring the communist Chinese because they were in it all along anyway. But they all colluded to say there is no way that Donald Trump will ever be reelected. I mean, to the point that Nancy Pelosi knew this, that she made, if you remember, she made the very direct prediction that in September that Joe Biden was, in fact, going to be the 46th president of the United States. So my question is, what did she know that we didn't?
Well, she knew that Big Tech was going to censor any type of pro-Trump approach in online posting. She knew that the media was going to be basically censoring any type of messaging that would be conservative or libertarian or Christian oriented. She mm-hmm. knew that there was basically a collusion to be able to help get the Democrats elected, to be able to have a radical left-wing agenda in place to promote pro-socialist policy. And this is the socialist transformation that Bernie Sanders has been talking about that is really underneath all the rhetoric that you see is an agenda that is going to be devastating to freedom, to economic growth, and to our society.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, on the heels of that, remember, you had Joe Biden claiming that he had created the largest voter fraud organization. And, of course, you know, all that was, you know, all was taken out of context and it was all mollified and everything else. But it was a moment of honesty, I guess, by the then Vice President Biden.
He slipped because he knew that throughout every election there's been voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
This voter fraud was accelerated dramatically from several major areas. The primary one, ballot harvesting that took place, and the vote-by-mail ballots that were sent out to people that allowed ballot harvesting. investing to create illegal returns. And then of course, you know, the normal type of voter fraud that has gone on occurred, but this time there was something different. And it was part of big tech. It was part of the Democratic Party plan. They understood that Trump was able to mobilize largely evangelicals in key swing states 4 years ago to win the election. So and Hillary Clinton basically ignored these swing states, and they couldn't take that risk this time. And so what they did, it didn't matter if it was Biden running for president or Harris running for president or whoever it would be, they had to concentrate on those key swing states. And so big tech, Facebook, Google, the entire Democratic establishment, their concentration was on about seven states, especially in certain key cities, to get out the vote. And they did whatever it could to mobilize those people to get out the vote, both legal and illegal, and they were successful. That's the reality of where we're at today.
Right. Well, and this is the problem, because you have 75 million voters, legitimate voters, not made up voters, not people from the cemetery, but legitimate voters that cast a vote that in essence were disenfranchised by God only knows what, because we don't know. I mean, maybe down the road, kind of like what we're, you know, it's so interesting. The Democrats so casually speak of this now, but then it was like, oh, you can't say anything. Back in 1960, with the fraud that took place in Chicago between the unions and the Democratic Party in order to put JFK over the top, right?
Exactly.
And now 60 years later, Craig, they talk about it like, you know, it's just, oh, it's passe, you know, it's okay, it's kind of okay. What do you mean it's okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's disgusting, because I keep kicking the voter fraud can up the road, and now here we are at this point where it's incredulous. It's so extraordinary. Anyway, look at, I'm going to give you a chance to respond. I'm going to give you a chance to respond, but we've got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, we're back with you. Craig Huey continues with us. Craig, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what I said earlier in terms of the voter fraud can being kicked up the road. And, you know, just one quick marker was in 1960 when Democrats now say, oh, well, yeah, it's a matter of history. And everybody knows that, you know, Chicago stuffed the ballot and cheated for JFK in order for him to be elected president.
Yeah, it's a fact everybody recognizes in part of history. And what, they're going to recognize that fact in this election. I really believe so, despite the denials of the media and big tech, despite the attacks on people who are saying that it was voter fraud, there was. And here's the thing. President Trump, whether you liked part of what he did or all of what he did as an outsider is a legacy to change America for the better down the road, and in fact, a legacy to save America from the decline that it was in. And so what happened in issues of economics with the amazing economic growth by lowering taxes and reducing regulations, the promotion of religious liberty and pro-life policy, the protection of not only the protection of Israel, but the advancement of Israel's protection throughout the Middle East, all these things and so much more are something that only an outsider could do.
Exactly.
What he did with China, what he did with NATO, what he did with all these countries, only an outsider could do, and draining the swamp and stopping and exposing the deep state bureaucrats, only an outsider could do. And this created such hatred against him, but it's this legacy. And here's what his biggest legacy could be, because between now and 2022 is the next election. It will be the most important election to turn back from the advancement of socialism and the advancement of collectivism that we're on. 2022, we have to win that election, and 2022 has to be a fair election. You know, and what Trump can do is continue on with lawsuits to prove that it was voter fraud. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's software or if it's ballot harvesting. It doesn't matter what type of fraud it is. It has to be proven and proven in court. And that takes time and it takes money.
Right.
And Trump.
Well, and it takes judges of courage to want to address this because there's such severe pushback. I mean, Craig, so much so the Supreme Court didn't want anything to do with this. I mean, you've got 75 million voters who did not have a day in court. Whereas you had, how many voters for Hillary Clinton's, 66 million or so? She got 4 years of her, case being brought before the people, special counsel. I mean, there was an endless amount. I mean, over $70 million invested in impeachment subsequently to have their day in court, and they found bupkis. Found bupkis.
So let me give you maybe a different point of view, and see how you react to it, Bill. December 14th was the day when the Electoral College met. At that point, in reality, the election was over.
Mm-hmm.
And for the courts to come in and overthrow an election or postpone an election would be viewed as disruptive from kind of the court culture of how a nation should operate and how a democratic republic should be. To be able to prove that there was voter fraud in court would probably take a minimum of 1 year, maybe a year and a half.
Right.
To be able to investigate software fraud, software manipulation, will take at least 2 years of a very trained forensic team to prove in court. I believe there's judges who will take up the case. I believe the Supreme Court will be willing to hear the case. But not if it means stopping the election. If it means making a fair election, I think they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's enough Supreme Court judges now that would take a stand for wanting to investigate the truth and make a decision based upon truth without the political pressure of overturning an election.
Well, I agree in part with what you're saying, Craig, and this is the problem I had when the Trump administration addressed this thing on a legal basis. That, going in and getting caught in courts and you're in a legal bucket of gum. And we saw what happened right away, and they should have realized that. Sidney Powell, I have a lot of respect for Sidney Powell, and she knows. She's not some rookie. I mean, and of course, Giuliani and the other people involved with the Trump legal team, they should have known almost immediately that this wasn't going to work, that they needed to find something. And that's what I said from the very beginning. You needed to pull back the shroud and find that one linchpin that was critical, that was going to be able to prove that there was voter fraud that took place. Now, one gentleman who's been greatly ignored that I think has a lot of credibility is Jovan Pulitzer. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of his videos or checked him out or not, but this guy is the guy that he's probably one of the most prolific patent holders in the country. This guy's beyond genius. He's a very intelligent man. And he broke down how these ballots, I mean, he didn't even need their signatures. He didn't need to identify, so he wasn't going to invade anybody's privacy, because that was the other thing. These states were, we got to be careful not to, violate people's individual privacy. But you know this because of your background in marketing and other things that you've done. He says that every ballot has a mechanical signature. It goes through a mechanical process. And by putting it through that process, you can determine in very short order the validity of said ballot. Now, I'm putting it in my terms very simplistically. Mm-hmm. Trust me, he's a genius. So and this is interpretive here, okay? So my understanding is that he can, in short order, in minutes, tell you where that ballot originated from. Because there were cases, we don't know, but we know that there were reports that there were ballots that were printed. It's suspected they were printed in China. And interesting, like even the dot that was filled in for Joe Biden, okay? He says even that has a signature, because what will happen is when somebody fills in the dot, there's an initial imprint that goes in when you first, because, naturally, when you think about it, you go and you fill in the dot, you press the pen into that dot, and that leaves an imprint, and it's harder than the rest of them, right? Just like when you lift the pen, then you got less. Well, that's a signature, in a sense, that dot. Well, what happened, what they discovered, was that dot was consistent to tell you that it wasn't individually put in place by a humanoid. It was done by a machine, and it was printed on the ballot. It wasn't hand done. So these things that can call out, and also in the process as they go through, there's other mechanical signatures that come into play that will either validate or invalidate the ballots in question.
Yeah, and it sounds, when you listen to him and you listen to the science behind it, it sounds like this is something easy to expose because of the ability to investigate that. But if I'm a judge, I'm looking at this and saying, okay, he's got his theory. Now I've got to hear the testimony of those who would disagree with that, mm-hmm. put holes in that.
Right.
And that's where you've got a year right. and a half to argue if that's true or not. And so this is not an easy, quick process. And there, not that his analysis is wrong, but there have been so many flawed analyses that I have read about
right.
voter fraud. And there is voter fraud, and I
well, Eric Holder says it doesn't exist. He says voter fraud doesn't exist, right?
Of course,
right.
of course. That's their denial because that's in their self-interest.
Right.
But it does. And so the point is that if Trump pursues this and he continues with the lawsuits on this, we're going to win. The truth will be found out. And so that's one level of it. And then, Bill, there's one other level. In states like Pennsylvania and other states, the Republicans who have been elected in those states, they control that legislature. And even in the states where it's not controlled, electoral reform has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have continued the fact that people can register the vote and you don't know who they are. If you recall, Bill, I told you about how when I wrote my book, The Deep State,
mm-hmm.
I have a chapter in there on voter fraud. And one of the things that happened is that I had registered a dog online. That was the illegal thing, number one. And then
right.
the illegal thing, number two, is that the ballot went to an office address, my office address. That's illegal, too. I mean, if you can register a dog, anybody can register to vote.
Exactly.
And then in California alone, 344,000 ballots of dead people or moved people were sent out. What mm-hmm. happened to those 344,000? How many people grabbed those ballots in an apartment complex or at a home or got it mm-hmm. and they mailed in two ballots instead of one ballot? I mean, the chances for fraud on something like this, every state needs to clean those things up. And that should be nonpartisan.
Right.
And then you've got the whole issue of how do you make sure that if you're having ballot harvesting, you don't know. Like right now, a lady who picked up 4,000 or 5,000 ballots in Texas.
Right. He's the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alerts, Mr. Craig Huey. Craig, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director.